Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, all. Good morning. Good morning, all. This is Dr. Joy. And welcome to Living a Life of Unlimited Joy. Today, you're invited to join us in this endeavor to recreate or reinvent yourself so that you can be, do, and have the life that you desire. So won't you acknowledge your creed with me at this time? As I am continuously aware of and also grateful to the divine, I remain spiritually attuned, protected, empowered, and blessed with excellent health, increasing wealth, flawless beauty, limitless creativity, boundless wisdom, harmonious love with power over the conditions and the events of my life. For this, my soul gives thanks. Embrace that thought. Know that it is true for you. Receive the anointing, and so it is. I thank you for blessing me with your presence today, and I bless you back. All right. So, today I'm going to be talking about bringing in your hopes and dreams. Now, for most, this should be a happy time when you finally get clarity in your vision and you start setting everything up, your plan of action is doable, you've got everything in place, and it's just time to pull it off, no matter what it may be. It may be an event or a book you've written, a song you've written, a party you're planning, a relationship you're starting, a fitness program you're beginning, a diet. It can be anything. But there needs to be that clear vision, and there needs to be power put behind your hopes and your dreams. Too many times we look outside of ourselves for the good that we desire. And as co-creators with God, the universe, the all, the divine, okay, we are creating this. We are what is calling it forward. And this is where I'm finding so many are having trouble. They keep looking outside themselves thinking, if only I had this, or if only someone would give me that, or if someone would do this and that for me, you know, if everything would just fall into place. The point I'm trying to make here is what you are seeking is already inside you. A lot of times we don't know that. A lot of times we think we're not good enough. A lot of times we think that other people are so much farther advanced than we are. A lot of times we put ourselves through unnecessary traumas because we are doubting our ability, and therefore we block our hopes and dreams from ever even materializing. some of us just fail to follow through. Well, what I'm finding in many instances is that it goes back to your upbringing, your training, maybe since childhood, but many people are just unable to get that clarity in their vision. And they don't really see themselves moving forward. They see themselves in the same place that they are right now. And that might not be a bad place to be. But here's the problem with it. Wherever you are right now, there is not a vision, a dream, a hope that comes behind that, beyond that. Then you will find even that which you presently have becomes at risk. Now, I didn't make this up, okay? This is a fact of life. It's spoken of in every holy book and some of the history books that we have out there today. So if you find that your world is crumbling, if you find that things you've already accomplished is starting to fall apart, understand the reason may be because you have not forged ahead. And you can't stay in the same place in this universe. Okay? Every atom, every molecule, every proton, neutron, and electron is constantly moving. Everything moves all the time. You don't get to go to a certain station in life and just stay there. Just stop. Okay? And this is where so many of us fall short. They're up one moment and then they're down the next. And they had it going on. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, things just started to fall apart. And they weren't able to maintain it. You see, it's not enough to just have a goal. Okay? After you have met that goal, it's time to envision a new one. And a new one after that. Because life is ongoing. Your hopes and dreams need to be revitalized. Okay? As you find yourself crossing the finish line in one aspect, it's time to move to the next thing. Because you'll find that even that you've accomplished can wither away. Now, that might sound unfair, but it has nothing to do with fairness. It has to do with order, harmony, movement, energy, the way it flows, and it will regardless. So today it may be your turn to do well in life, okay? But whether or not you'll be able to maintain it is a question. Many of us sit on our haunches and say, okay, hey, this is enough for me, and I don't need to do anything else. And then you find the universe says otherwise. Now, generally, the process starts, it is said, because it's meant to make you move, make you do something. Okay? It's not meant to rob you of your accomplishments, but to motivate you, okay? And to either don't. And sometimes we just don't want to accept that. If you think about it, if you buy a house or if you buy a car, okay, or if you buy a toy, a gadget, a computer, a cell phone, you will find that over time it starts to break down and it needs attention. It needs caring for. It needs certain parts of it rebuilt or replaced. Okay? It's no longer useful. It doesn't work like it did in the beginning. That's the difference between something being new and something being old. Okay? It's the same item. It's just that it has started to deteriorate to some extent. And it's not working as well as it used to. In your life, your hopes and dreams need to be fed constantly, and when I say fed, I mean looked at, appreciated, nurtured. Okay, energy needs to be given to those hopes and dreams, and then as they are accomplished, as those things are checked off your to-do list, to be a replacement. Okay, now what? Okay, as you're going along, you know, I mean, if it were for you to just stop, quit, then your life would end. So obviously, that's not the objective. The objective is to continue in that direction. What do you want to do now? And where do you want to take this? And this is why you see so many successful people going from one thing to another thing to another thing. Sometimes a celebrity may attain significant status in the music world, and then you see them starting to become a little political, socially active, or you see them standing up for certain causes, okay? Whether it be save the whales or to feed the hungry. The thing is, you are still a creator, a co-creator with God. And you are here to continue God's creation. And when you have finished one objective, you have fulfilled this hope or this dream, okay? Behind that comes another dream, another vision, an expansion, okay? Because with each accomplishment, new responsibilities. And there is always movement. There is always growth. And people get upset because, you know, they feel, well, everything was fine and then, you know, look what happened. Well, bring movement. The whole idea of growth and evolvement into your life. Or else you'll find that that which you have already accomplished will be taken away. We see countless stories like that on television. You know, we see it in the parables in the Bible. We see it in other people's lives. Everybody's got a story. And some people are telling their stories and growing from it and beyond it. Okay, their pain and their suffering, and others are still wallowing in it. you choose every moment of every day in your life. Your hopes and dreams are contingent upon your choices. And with each choice comes a new choice. And this is ongoing. I hear people often say, oh, you know, I don't want to do anything today. I don't want to think. I don't want to make any decisions. I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to just be. The universe says no. Before you know it, there's a knock at the door. The phone is ringing. There's something is happening that is trying to spur you onward, to get you going, motivated, moving again. Because you need to draw upon that momentum that you just brought into your life and grow with it and come up with a new vision, new hopes, new dreams, and keep bringing it in. Sometimes we get a little stuck along the way. We start getting distracted. Okay, well, we get a little tired. We start feeling like other people don't really get it. Maybe we're not getting enough appreciation. Maybe we're not being celebrated enough where we are. We got our lips stuck out because we just feel that others don't get it, or we didn't get exactly everything we had hoped for, and there's still work to do. That's cause for a celebration, okay? Because right there, you know what you need to do next, okay? And you keep forging ahead rather than pulling back, because that, I assure you, is not going to get you anywhere. I've seen it happen too many times where people are on a roll and it's like fear kicks in and they just can't muster up the courage to go any further. They think their success is a destination, and it's not. Okay? They think that accomplishment, you know, is thinking, let me go to college for 4 years or 8 years or med school or law school, and the moment you get that degree, then you sit on your butt and do nothing with it. That's absurd. Okay? But it happens probably a lot more than you think. Now you've got to take that piece of paper and do something with it. Okay? There needs to be a clear objective that comes behind that graduation. Okay? And perhaps you get a job, and there needs to be an objective that follows that. Okay? Now that you've got a way in which to support yourself, okay, what is it that you want? Where do you want to live? How do you want to live? Okay, what car do you want to drive? What stuff do you want to put in your home? What clothing do you want to put in your closet? Okay? How do you want to accessorize the house, yourself? Okay? Your office? Okay? It doesn't end the process. And then we move to the next objective. We create a new hope. And we continually move forward. There is no stopping. Stopping is death. Okay, that's it. When you stop, you stop. today. I challenge you. Just take another look at your life and where you are right now, whatever your station is, and ask yourself, what is it you want to do beyond this? Maybe you haven't achieved your goal yet. Maybe you're just starting out. Or maybe you've been at it for a while and just racking up one accomplishment after another. But wherever you are with your life, with your hopes and your dreams, know that this is why you were put on the planet. This is what you were supposed to demonstrate. This is what you were to bring to yourself and to the world. These are your rewards, however you're living. That is your reward, compensation for that which you have done. If you're not making enough money, you haven't done enough in this world. So get busy. Set your goals a little bit higher. Stop asking for just enough and instead ask for more. Your hopes and your dreams are contingent upon your continued action. If you take away the fuel, the food, the nurturing, then your hopes and dreams have nothing to rely on, because every creation relies upon its creator to sustain it. I put together a program that's just for 12 weeks to help you bring those goals, those hopes, those dreams into reality. Okay? There's some very, very simple principles and rituals and conditioning that needs to take place in order to do that. Say it again, in 12 weeks, go from where you are to where you need to be to realize your hopes and your dreams. This is going to be an amazing transformation for all those who participate. So go to my website. It's www.unlimitedjoy.org. And you can click the button at the top, and it'll take you to the space at the bottom where you can sign up for the program. This is going to be 12 weeks of study. We'll be working on your mindset, your custom, your ritual, changing your mind, bringing people together, teaching you how to work with others, how to build your network, a supportive network, a mastermind committee. Helping you to grow by leaps and bounds. I'll be going through some of the technical aspects you need to put in place in order to market and promote yourself. Showing you ways in which to put money in your pocket and have multiple sources of income to finance those hopes and dreams. Keep it going. Got to get others to work for you and with you. This is the real deal. It's an opportunity for only those smart enough to realize that they've got a lot more to do with their life. So, again, www.unlimitedjoy.org, and you'll see down at the bottom of the page. the program, jump on it quickly because I really don't know how many people I'm going to take into the program. I may decide to cut it off at 50. I may cut it off at a little more. Just going to see what's needed and how much support I can give to each and every one of you. And set up a team to assist, and we're going to get this done. So, those of you who think you don't have time or don't have the money, find a way, okay? Something you want in life, you'll find a way to get it if you really want it. Okay? In the meantime, be blessed in all you do and know that I love you.